What is going on, Three Wide Nation? Another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 starts right now. Your host, Eddie Greer, the third, aka EG3, for this Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. All things NASCAR from the Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Cup Series. The three biggest divisions, man, I cannot talk, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. I'm recording this on what has been a busy night of podcasting for myself on this Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, Monday night, February 13th, 2023. This will not be out until Thursday night. So, to tell you right now, I don't know what number this is going to be because I recorded a lot of material for the past, week or so. And I got a busy week, especially on the back end, so I want to get as much done as I can with that as well. So I'm going to tell you that right now. I do not know what number this is. Once I get everything mapped out, I'll have a number for this episode. But I will tell you this. By the time this comes out, make sure you guys check out the first interview of 2023. Returning special guest, Isabella Robusto, who started out with the Rev Racing Drive for Diversity program. Now she is moving on up, folks, in the world. Now she's one of the driver developmental Toyota driver. Oh, my goodness. Toyota Racing Driver, developmental driver for Toyota now. She has been going places there as well. Let me say that one more time. Isabella Robusto, one of the Toyota Racing developmental drivers for Toyota. She will have crack at it at what's going to be a super busy schedule for her this week. Or not this week. Well, let's just say she's going to be... this is going to be her last off week, actually, and then she's going to get going with her schedule. She's going to be all over the place. I don't want to spoil that interview, so definitely, if you have not checked it out already, please download the Isabella Robusto interview, which is up right now, speaking to assistants, on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So that is the first special guest interview of the new year there. And there's going to be at least, hopefully, I'm hoping, shooting for, by the end of this month, two more episodes here. So we'll see what happens with all of that. But anyways, folks, this is the Truck Driver Preview Edition, folks. I wanted to get this in before Speed Weeks officially starts, obviously, with Thursday night with the duels. So this will be out, I think, prior to the duels, hopefully, or even after the duels. Probably actually more after the duel races. So when you're hearing this, I don't know who won both dual races. So speaking to that in existence, folks. But there's a lot going on in a Craftsman Truck Series, obviously, with driver movement. And we're going to get that matched up right now. There's going to be, obviously, your part-timers in the Craftsman Truck Series. But more importantly, the main faces of the Truck Series, right? You have, obviously, your defending Truck Series champ back, Zane Smith. Haley Deegan's moved to another organization, right? You still got Matt Crafton in the mix. Kyle Busch Motorsports in a whole new manufacturer. So there's a lot going on there. We're going to start with the Craftsman Truck Series Rookie of the Year candidates here. One of those being a former guest of this podcast, Nick Sanchez, who won the ARCA Menards Series Championship last year. He will be one of those. EG3 alum, also in this running, in the number 32 truck, which I'm pretty sure we will cross that here momentarily on this podcast. Brett Holmes in a 32 truck. Also there, another EG3 alum as well, none other than we had on this podcast also multiple times, joining that list with Nick Sanchez and Isabella Robusto, Raja Carruth. I'm really excited for him as well. I've been saying that pretty much every podcast, but I'm seriously am. Well, he's been, if you haven't been paying attention to his social media, he has been a busy guy over the past couple of months, and now we're about to go racing, and he's with a great organization, GMS Racing, and a veteran crew chief. That is a good match for him. We will touch on that briefly again, and also on the Rookie of the Year candidates, number 35 of Jake Garcia, and last but not least, the 43 of Daniel Dye. So Daniel Dye, I've heard of him only a couple of times, sparingly, when it comes to watching these teams as well. So we'll see what happens there. So here's the full-time teams that will be competing. Now, some of these will have multiple drivers. Keep this in mind. Obviously, I touched on, already pointed out the full-time drivers, obviously. The Deegans, the Saint Smiths of the world and things like that. The Johnny, not Johnny Sauter, but Christian Eckes. Yep, him, Christian Eckes. But there's going to be some full-time teams that are going to be putting multiple drivers in these seats, and one of those being the number one truck of Tricon Garage. They're with Toyota. You're going to have three drivers. I'm going to go right down in order here. William Swalich, one of those drivers. And the other one's going to be Jason White. That's a familiar name in NASCAR. And Jesse Love. Jesse Love now is going to be running three races. Gateway, and I don't know which Kansas is going to be running. Actually, they're going to be running one Kansas, so I'm assuming Spring Kansas, which I'll be at, planning to be at anyways. And Phoenix. So he's going to be running three races there. Jason White. He's going to be running Daytona this week. So that's, at least for right now, all I know. It was listed on, when I found this, when I looked over this on J-Ski. He's going to be running Daytona. And how about William Swalich? He is 16 years old, folks. And will run six races planning this year for him in that one car. So three cats in this one car. Not one car, one truck for Tricon Garage Toyota there. So we'll see Tricon what they're going to do. So we'll see right off the bat with Jason White running part of that. And oh, by the way, the Next Era Energy 250 season premiere going down on Friday night. So that's why this is going to be up. So this will be up late Thursday night, less than 24 hours ahead of the Craftsman Truck Series season premiere race, as usual, per usual, at Daytona. Moving on, Chris Wright. He's going to be running the O2 truck for Young's Motorsports. Sponsor is going to be FNB Corporation there as well. And Chris Wright, for those of you not familiar with that name, he ran several races last year with this team. He is back in one of the potential Rookie of the Year candidates. Wouldn't put it past him. Rev Racing will have Nick Sanchez in number two Chevy. Danny Stockman, that name should be familiar. He's been all over the board when it comes to either Xfinity or Special in the Cup Series. That also, I talked about a little bit about Rasha Cruz, right? He's having a veteran crew chief as well. We'll get to that momentarily, like I said. But Nick Sanchez, this guy, his confidence is growing, and seeing him run up front a lot last year in the ARCA Series, he is ready for the Truck Series. And oh, by the way, he ran, I believe it was two times in the Xfinity Series. I know it was one time. I believe he ran Homestead, if I'm not mistaken. He's run several Xfinity Series races already, so he's going to get the full-time nod racing against his Rev Racing counterpart, Rasha Carruth. That's going to be fun to see, but I would keep an eye on this. And Rev Racing, they've already formed an alliance with Kyle Busch Motorsports, so that is why Nick Sanchez is going full-time, because he's going to be competing for the Rookie of the Year with Rasha Carruth, and I just named off four others, right? That's something to keep an eye on right there. And obviously, Kyle Busch Motorsports, they're switching over from Toyota to Chevy, so that's we're going to see how adapt that organization to come right off the bat. Obviously, Daytona is a different beast, so I suspect Nick Sanchez be in the mix there. Kind of a bold prediction there as well. I would not be surprised see Nick Sanchez in the mix and maybe finish in the top 10. You heard it here, folks, on the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. So that's one to keep an eye on there. Caden Kaden Honeycutt, for right now, he's going to be rocking with the 04 Roper Racing, and he's scheduled to at least run the first six races. And then, of course, he, from what this says from the organization, possibly more with this organization, so we'll have to stay tuned with that as well. Speaking of Kyle Busch, more sports, Chase Purdy paired with Jimmy Villeneuve in the number four Kyle Busch Motorsports Chevrolet there. So, Purdy, we've seen him before. He's going to be full-time in the truck series. So, he's one of these guys that's overlooked a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, he's got a chance. So, you're in a premier ride talking about Kyle Busch Motorsports, right? So, you have an opportunity here to really make some hay. Chase Purdy is a veteran. You already got a couple years under your belt there, so we'll see what happens there. The other Tricon Garage truck will feature Dean Thompson. He will be there for full time. So you're hearing these. If you're not familiar with these names, you might want to get familiar with them right now. This is why I wanted to do this episode, because I know obviously the Daytona 500 is the emphasis this weekend, but look, there's gonna be some other racing too outside of that. You got the trucks Friday night and the Xfinity on Saturday. You're going to see some new names that you ain't even heard before, so you want to get familiar with these names here. It's going to take a little bit for yours truly as well, but I see you're going along. You'll get familiar with them as time goes along. And Dean Thompson, young Tricon Garage team, making its move in the Craftsman Truck Series. Moving on here, CR7 Motorsports. Never heard of this team. Kobe Howard. That's a name you should be familiar with in the truck series. He's going to be riding with the number 9 Grant Country Mulch is the sponsor there. Doug George is the crew chief. And Howard will be running full-time there as well. Blaine Perkins, who raced in the truck series last year, got to bump up to the Xfinity series there. So how about Kobe Howard? And Kobe Howard will cause some issues on the racetrack last year. So we'll see what the new change scenery, how he does there. And a familiar name that's on a new team and joining the young Tricon Garage, and this is a big get for this organization. I'm talking about Corey Heim. We'll be driving full time with the three. So there's three Tricon Garage trucks there. So Tricon going big, literally, with that name. And you got three trucks, Corey Heim being the biggest get. Obviously, Corey Heim won a couple of races last year and making the Craftsman Truck Series playoffs last year. He's going to be driving the 11 truck and a crew. I don't know the crew chief. He didn't post anything on that. But the interesting stuff right there, Corey Heim making a jump over from a good team to a young and upcoming team possibly. So this is going to be probably a storyline to follow here for Corey Heim. So Corey Heim, he knows how to get around. So that's a huge addition for that team going into 2023. This is the three wide pod with EG3. Eddie Gritter 30 with you guys once again for another episode. Again, these are going to be, I don't know, again, I can't tell you the number because I still need to upload, I think, one more cup preview pod for the organizations there. So once that comes out there, by the way, I better name that interview with Isabella. So I don't get that all jumbled up. But yeah, definitely, like I said before last week, you're going to get a lot of content and maybe a possible Daytona 500 preview. I don't know. I might wait till after the duels to do the preview once the field is set on the cup side. We'll see how much time I have on the back end. But this is Daytona week. NASCAR is officially back. No more football. At least NFL anyways. Now I can put the focus on officially NASCAR and, of course, baseball around the corner as well. Kind of moving on through these teams here on the Craftsman Truck Series side. Youngs Motorsports, number 12. Spencer Boyd back for another full season, full-time season with in the number 12 Young Motorsports. Spencer Boyd, he's been a wily veteran now in this league for quite some time there as well. And of course, I already talked about Haley Deegan. We talked about her prior to this upcoming year, or was it one of those early episodes? I think it was one of those early episodes. But Haley Deegan moving on to his her best shot to win a race, in my opinion. Thor Sport Racing, you got three other drivers with you that have won championships, a.k.a. Pretty much all, well, not all of them, Matt Crafton being the old vet. Sorry, I gotta put you in there. But the Haley Deegan, yes, absolutely. This is your best shot to win a race for sure. And with all the hype going on, for sure. I mean, so we'll see what happens. Haley Deegan, full-time. And, of course, Ford made another manufacturer change going right back to Ford. So, for what it's worth, they're having a tough time trying to make it full-time. This is what they want to do. Try to win championships, win races, be competitive, right? And win multiple races. So we'll see what happens here. I'm just really intrigued by that. Of course, Ty Majeski made it to the championship four a year ago. So you have him back in the mix there. I know I'm missing one. I'll get to that here momentarily. Another Trigon Garage. This is the fourth one. I believe this will be full-time ride. A name that you should be familiar with. This is kind of the rising star here, in my opinion, in the Craftsman Truck Series. I like this guy, Tanner Gray. He's going to be driving a 15 truck for Tricon. Tricon trying to make something happen here. This is the fourth entry here in full-time here. Dead On Tools signed on to expand their partnership over the offseason there. As well, so Tanner Gray, somebody you're going to have to deal with. I think Tanner Gray might have it. If their cars are right, you already have Corey Heim on there as well, full-time. That's two good teammates there. Trigon might have a shot at the playoffs. And I've been known to go bold as podcast. I'll go bold, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens there with that. So Tanner Gray. So that's two big additions there. You're getting some, even though these two cats are young, they got a lot of laps on the Craftsman Truck Series circuit. So this is an organization to keep your eyes on here early. I think it's important for this organization to get off on the right foot here in 2023. Speaking of right foot, Tyler Ankrum returns. Or actually, no, he returns to the 16 of Hattori Racing. This was one organization that, Austin Hill that was up there up front running races, running for championships. I think Tyler Ankrum needs to step that up a little bit. For him, he's going to have veteran crew chief Doug Randolph. It's amazing to see all these wily vets in the crew chief game go down to the Craftsman Truck Series and help these young guys out. I think it's awesome. No, I ain't knocking it. I think it's awesome to see that. So Doug Randolph is going with the 16. And then another Tricon entry here. And a crew chief that I'm familiar with, Chad Johnston. So we have wily vets. Taylor Gray in the four. So you got Tanner. You got Tanner in the 15. Taylor in the 17 there. With the crew chief there as well. Let's see here. And yeah, they went big. Sammy Smith. Y'all should be familiar with this name. Sammy Smith, who ran a couple of races last year in the Xfinity Series for Joe Gibbs. Of course, he is, I believe, full-time in the Xfinity Series. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure he is. Sammy Smith's going to be running a couple of races there. So I think this is going to be a two-driver combination here with Gray and Smith. So that's exciting to keep up with. And speaking of Christian Eckes, I was wrong on that. No, I was right. I thought I paired him up with he was with Thor Sport for a couple of years. Now his new team, McNally Higman Racing, they're the number 19. He's going to be with Charles Dinky there as well, and he replaced Derek Krause in this ride. This 19 truck is competitive, no question about it. But we see some shortcomings from that 19, leading a lot of laps, leading with some stages, not finishing the damn deal. Christian Eckes pull? And Christian, we saw Christian Eckes as well run up front at numerous times. In particular, I believe the year before last, and then not finishing the deal. So Christian Eckes in number 19 as well, going full time. Well, obviously that 19 is full time, so we'll see what happens there in the Napa Auto Parts truck, Chevrolet truck there. The other Young's Motorsports entry here. And speaking of Derek Krause, this is where we find Derek Krause. He'll be racing Daytona coming up. But this team is looking for some more sponsorship and more races. So Derek Krause from full-time to, for right now, part-time. How quick can things change in NASCAR? We've seen it all the time. We see it all the time in all levels of sport, in the sport. So Derek Krause, we will see him in the season opener. But after that, I don't know. It probably might be a week-to-week basis. So Derek Krause, you got one shot here. One shot to really go. My best bet, go out and win the damn race. That's what you got to do right there. Austin Wayne Self is in the 22 AM Racing. They're going to be running with Chevys. There are no plans for this team as of right now, apparently. But they're in the full-time list. So I would assume that they're going to be running. Austin Wayne Self is a Wiley veteran as well in the series as well. Grant Enfinger, who made the playoffs last year, returns to number 23 GMS Racing organization there. Of course, his longtime crew chief back with him again for another year, Jeff Hensley. I would not be surprised to see Grant Enfinger be in the mix for the race win on Friday night. Then we look at his teammate, Rasha Karuth, sponsor Wendell Scott Foundation, baby. And his crew chief, Chad Walter, will be with him every step of the way here. Again, I'm excited. Unfortunately, you know, I'm going to miss out on this race due to other commitments. But I'm excited to see his learning growth and for Carruth, and it's a good opportunity here. He's already got the marketing off the track stuff on Pat. He's likable, cool, calm. He's his own self, for sure. So definitely a step up. Now you get in the truck series full time. What are you gonna do with it? Hope the learning. Well, he's going to learn. He's going to continue to learn. So we'll see what happens there. I was going to say something else. Yes, he ran a few races for... oh, man, now I'm blanking on the name. Prime, yes. Prime Alpha Racing or Alpha Prime. Alpha Prime Racing, we'll go with that as well with... can't think of the driver's name. Son of a gun. I can't think of his name right now. Oh, man. Oh, that's gonna bother me for a little bit there. I know. I follow him on NASCAR Twitter. I can't come up with his name right now. It's gonna bother me for a while. Oh man, shoot. Anyways, hopefully it'll come back to me at some point. Matthew Benedetto for me was the. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, the Craftsman Truck Series Driver Preview Edition of this podcast. Matthew Benedetto, I expected more from him a year ago. Now you have a year under your belt. I even take the bar even higher. You have all the experience, and he didn't even make the playoffs last year. So, yes, he did win a race, but it came as not a playoff driver there as well. So, yeah, that driver is really bothering me. Cannot think of it right now. Dang it. But anyways, yeah, so Matthew Benedetto, speaking of drivers you can't think of, Matthew Benedetto was kind of an afterthought last year, not even a threat. He's got to be way better than that. You're racing the Cup Series for a handful of years. Obviously, your situation didn't hold up. Now, you have a full year under your belt in the trucks, running the truck package. He's got to figure out a way to get in the top 10 every week. That's what I expect from him. So, we'll see if he backs that up. Backs that theory up. We'll see. He has Chad Hendrick up top of the pit box. Go to number 30 On Point Motorsports. They're going to be sporting Toyotas. Ryan Vargas. And Chris Hacker will be the drivers of this truck here with Steve Lane on top of the pit box. Looks like Chris Hacker did get the nod to drive the season opener at Daytona. He'll be driving Atlanta, Indianapolis, and Gateway. Vargas, he's usually full-time in the Xfinity Series. He'll be part-time here because of his duties in the Xfinity Series. Tommy Joe Martins, baby. Got it. I knew it. I knew it coming to me. Tommy Joe Martins. Yes. Roger Cruz raced for Tommy Joe Martins. My goodness. So I knew it. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Moving on. Back to regular schedule programming. All right. The number 32 truck. Mentioned this name already. Going for the rookie of the year. Brett Holmes. Brett Holmes Racing. So he's going to be running the Chevrolet Chevrolados all year long. Mason Massey running full-time for Rayum Race, the Rayum Brothers Racing. He was driving that 3-3 truck full time this year. For them, McNally Hickman has another entry. We already know Jake Garcia's gonna be running for the Rookie of the Year, and we're gonna see Chase Elliott. Yes, Chase Elliott. That Chase Elliott. Yes, Chase Elliott. He's gonna be running, I believe, in the season premiere. I don't have the entry list pulled up right as of yet, but all points to Chase Elliott, kicking off that 35 at Daytona, and then of course Jake Garcia will take over when he turns 18 at Las Vegas. So that's why. So Jake Garcia, he'll miss the race, but he'll still compete for Rookie of the Year honors there. So interesting, spicy for that situation as well. And we finally land on a defending champion in the Craftsman Truck Series, Front Row Motorsports, in the name of Zane Smith in the 38 truck there. And there are a lot of rumors that Zane Smith is going to get multiple opportunities to split time with Ty Gillen in the Cup Series. That is what I've read. That is what I've heard. So, and that's good for Zane Smith. Zane Smith is now a veteran in the series, obviously. He's been in the series for 3 years now, going into his fourth. So, you already won a championship, going from back-to-back. And if he does that, he definitely going to deserve a call-up. Now, I don't agree, and I know I mentioned this before, I don't agree with him skipping the Xfinity Series. I really don't. But, yeah, he could prove me wrong, right? So, Zane Smith, back full-time. Excuse me. Of course, coming off of a championship season last year. And, yeah, yes, he's definitely the front-runner for me to go back-to-back, obviously. But you're going to have to deal with other cats as well. But he's definitely up there in the mix there as well. Nice Motorsports will have four drivers in the mix here with Travis Pastrana, Nice Motorsports buddy Ross Chastain. How about this? Chad Chastain and Bailey Curry. And we already know Travis Pastrana, he's going to be trying to get into the 500 this week for 23-11. He's already in the entry list for this ride on a Truck Series side on Friday night. So Travis Pastrana trying to get that experience here on Daytona. I mean, has he driven this before? He's been in the Cup Series before. I don't think he's been on this type of layout. I don't think so. I don't think so, to my advantage here. How about the man who has not gotten that elusive victory in a Craftsman Truck Series? Carson Hocevar. Yes, in the other 42 Nice Motorsports truck, back again with Worldwide Express with Phil Gould as the crew chief, and Carson Hocevar in the playoffs. And no, he was not a part of the playoffs, but he came close a couple of times to winning races. And he, like several other Cup Series, had that jinx on him where something bad happens every time you're that close. So eventually, you come close. Maybe Daytona will be that break that he gets it. I mean, we've seen wild stuff happen to Daytona. We've seen it from all levels, right? From Daytona, from the Craftsman Truck Series, from the Xfinity Series, even the Cup Series last year with Austin Cindric, right? Nobody expected him to win that race, right? Cindric talking about. So now, Carson Hocevar, what you going to do? Are you going to wilt under pressure, or are you going to use that as motivation going into the 2023? I expect them to get in the playoffs. From my vantage point, I expect them to make the playoffs. You heard it here first on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So I expect them to make it there. We already talked about Daniel Dye. He's going to be running full-time for the other GMS Racing Chevrolet, with Travis Sharp as his crew chief there. There's no sponsor for him yet. Of course, I'm recording this without the entry list to my right. So we'll look forward towards that here coming up. In Nice Motorsports again, we'll have Lawless Allen. What a name. Lawless Allen back in the 45 for Nice Motorsports. He's full-time with a couple of sponsors for him. There is no driver right now for G2G Racing. They're going to be sporting Toyotas this year. That's the number 46. There's no drivers posted up right now. And Kyle Busch Motorsports, the famous, the flagship, right? 51,
Of course, again, Kyle Busch Motorsports, folks, they're going to be going to Chevy. So, again, keep an eye. So, they're not, so, Thor Sport Racing ain't the only ones that, with the manufacturer change, right? It's going to be Kyle Busch Motorsports, KBM, right? Jack Wood being one of those drivers in that ride. And, of course, Kyle Busch. Why not, right? So, we're going to see Kyle Busch at Vegas. And I don't know who's going to be in a truck for Daytona. Got to double check that. But, yeah, Jack Wood, we're going to be seeing him at some races. Kyle Busch this year, Vegas, Coda, Martinsville, Kansas, yes, and Pocono, right? So, I'm excited to see that. You know Kyle Busch is going to be up there spoiling the party, right? So, he's automatically going to win another... Maybe sweep all those races, right? he pretty much did, right? I don't have last year's schedule up here either, but I just have teams on my notes and rosters up here. But, yeah, we're going to see Kyle Busch drive his trucks yet again here in 2023. And moving down the line here, we got Hamar Racing. And, yes, Stuart Friesen, I expect him to be a championship contender there. Back again with Hamar Racing, his own team. John Lennon as a crew chief there. As well, Timmy Hill, for his own team, of course, obviously, Hill Motorsports in the 56, and the team is planning on running a full schedule. The other Hattori Racing entry in the 61, Chase Perry left this team, remember that. And this was just in, Connor Jones will be running the other extra entry for Thor Sport Racing, not 66. Well, that's kind of surprising there, huh. He will be running at Martinsville on April 14th. His schedule looks like this. It looks like he's going to be running majorly short tracks. North Wilkesboro, Gateway, Mid-Ohio, Richmond, Indy, Milwaukee, Bristol, and Phoenix. Yeah, so he's kind of that, I don't know him, obviously. I haven't seen him race. But that vibe tells me that he's a short track racer. So... we'll see what happens there. And you know the Thor Sport Racing going to have some backing behind him. Interesting there as well. I expect... oh, yeah, there we go. I'm like, what? I thought Ty Majeski was in this ride. But anyways, Matt Crafton staying on Thor Sport, coming back from Menards. He's back full-time, obviously. You know. I expect a little more from Matt Crafton. I don't think he won a race last year. Let's come think about that. So... yeah, Crafton, he's got to be in the mix to me, in my opinion, because this is my podcast. I say what the hell I want. So he's got to be in the mix. And Ty Majeski, he will be in the 98 instead of the 66. The 66 now belongs to Connor Jones. Yeah, so that's why that threw me off for a little bit. So the 98 was formerly with Christian Eckes. He left. Porter McAlley, Hickman Racing, and now Majeski stays put. Gets a new number. Of course, he made a championship four last year. What are you going to do to build, right, on that success, on that championship four run to Phoenix last year, right? So we'll see what happens there with all of that stuff there moving forward. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Yeah, we almost forgot one more. We forgot one more. Yes, Matt and the person of Ben Rhodes. Why not? So, Thor Sport has five drivers. Ben Rhodes in the number 99, the 2021 Series champ, back again for another season with Thor Sport Racing. Can you win more than one race? And of course, you know you can pencil them in at Bristol Dirt. You know that, right? Yes. So, obviously... you know he's going to be somewhere a factor trying to get himself into the playoffs this year as well. And we're going to name off some of the part-time teams here that we're going to see. That including, I'm surprised at this organization here. We popped up first when looking at this. Jordan Anderson Racing. They've been full-time for the last, several years in the Craftsman Truck Series. Very surprised that they're going to be not full-time here. Obviously, Jordan Anderson, who drives his truck, he also hired Dylan Westbrook as well. Ooh, yeah, Dylan Westbrook also has his own crew chief in there, as you see.
as well. So very surprising from my vantage point there that Jordan Anderson's not on the full-time list there. Of course, he's been in the mix to win a couple of them Daytona races. If he's in that on an entry list, I might as well pull that up while we're talking trucks here tonight on this podcast. He's going to be a player. For whatever reason, he's been knocking on the door for an upset. So, I'm shocked. I'm kind of shocked here that they're not. But it could be other reasons, too, that I don't know. There could be other some factors going in there, obviously. So, with sponsorship or cut back on races and whatnot. I don't know. So, I'm speculating. I'm allowed to do that. So, there you go. Jordan Anderson. Spryer Motorsports. Corey LaJoy. He will be running Daytona on Friday night. This is a part-timer. He also, his other race will be Darlington as well. So, Corey LaJoy trying to make something happen. Trying to make something happen this week. Norm Benning in the six for Norm Benning Racing. Jennifer Jo Cobb, who we had on the show before. EG3 alum. Yes, we've had her before. It's on her episode. It's on the archives of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. Go check that out. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. First off, make sure first off, subscribe. Do that. Share it. Like it. Do what you need to do. There. So Jennifer Jo Cobb, part-time. The 13 of Thor Sport, part-time. Johnny Sauter, back again. You know Johnny Sauter, if he's in a race, you know he's going to make some kind of headline in a Craftsman Truck Series race. He's back. Trey Hutchins racing in the 14. The other Rackley entry with Tate Fogelman. The number 28 of Jim Rosenblum. Also there, the 37 of AM Racing. That's two AM Racing trucks. The other G2G Racing Toyota entry, the 47. They're going to have multiple drivers in that. Sparks Motorsports, 53 truck. The Hallmar Racing, the other entry, the 62 that we see Stewart's wife, Jessica, in on dirt tracks. They'll be back. The 75 of Henderson Motorsports, the 79 of Atwell Racing, the 84 of Cook Racing, Peck Motorsports, name a few. CR7 Motorsports, number 97 there as well. Let me see if I can pull up the entry list here for Daytona here at the same time. Listen to 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here. Let's see. Truck Series. Let's see, they go there. Dude, that is not what I want. That is not what I want. Dang it. All right, so I'm going to have to retype this here. Entry list, NASCAR. Yeah, so there's a lot of teams here in the list. Let's see here, Craftsman Truck Series. Daytona race page, click that. Yeah, you're following with me here. I know you can't see me, but you're following me right there. As well here, let's see if I can pull up an entry list here. I know that we have all the drivers down here, maybe not. So yeah, so interesting enough, so we'll just have to just leave it as a guessing game. But I already gave you a couple of drivers that are going to be there at Daytona this on Friday night. So yeah, so I wish I had a full list there for you guys. I don't have that at the moment there, so, but I do know this actually for a change here. Obviously, I already covered this already, and this was already announced a couple weeks before it came official. The Daytona 500 is already sold out, so another packed house expected for this weekend as well. So, there's a lot of new faces in the truck series. This was a good episode to get to know some of the drivers, new drivers anyways, at different places, while some of the veterans are at new spots from old spots in the organization as well. So definitely it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a fun year in the Craftsman Truck Series. You got an old sponsor back in the day, Craftsman, which I love it. So it all starts this weekend at Daytona, and yeah, so it's going to be a fun race. Obviously, again, like I said, I probably most likely will not be able to watch this race due to a prior commitment that I got to do. So, which is broadcasting. So that'll be fun. That'll be really fun. But yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is your Craftsman Truck Series schedule for 2023 coming up here in the NASCAR series as well. Daytona kicks it all off. All three series will be right ready to rock and roll at Daytona Beach, Florida, coming up this week, beginning with a truck series on Friday night. Maybe got one more chance here, actually. Hold up for a minute. See something for a second here. Go to the news. See. Let me see something here for a minute. It's probably not going to change things here a little bit. Nope. Anyways, here. Let me see. Yeah, this is old. So, NASCAR, they got to update. I'm going to have to update my NASCAR app. So, they have not updated to the current season for whatever reason. But, whatever. So, that's the point here is, the trucks kick everything off. But, really, a day before that, the duels kick everything off. Obviously, front row qualifying. Got to make sure that gets covered in here as well. Kicks things off. And then the duels, which set the rest of the field for the Cup Series. Then, Friday night. Prime time, the next Arrow Energy 250 goes down on FS1. Cut the Xfinity / ARCA doubleheader on Saturday, all culminating with the 65th annual Great American Race, the Super Bowl. We just got done with the Super Bowl in the NFL. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs for getting it done. They will take on, we're done for that. We're done with that. The Cup Series. The Daytona 500 is going to be great on Sunday afternoon, 2:30 Eastern time. A little late start, 1:30 Central time for the folks that are here listening. Going to be watching from the Central time zone, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, a little bit of Tennessee. You know what I'm talking about. You know what it is on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. So there is that. Folks, 3Y NASCAR Podcast on EG3. Find it. Once again, wherever you get your podcast, folks, we are on Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, AudioBoom, and a couple more podcasting platforms as well. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. We are already in full swing with a lot of podcasts, so definitely make sure you check those out. I already got most of the Cup preview, team previews already out. I know there's a couple more. I'm going to save that for the Daytona 500 preview edition. That will come out later on in the week, but we got a lot of stuff, and of course, definitely, when this comes out, make sure you check out my interview with Isabella Robusto, one of the Toyota Racing Developmental drivers right now. Again, she is going some places, folks. So she is definitely a rising star. I've had her a couple of times already. One of a couple of drivers who've been on this podcast multiple times. So I'm excited to continue to watch her grow this year. She's got a lot to look forward to. Make sure you check that episode out, which by when this comes out will be on our original quote unquote date. Monday nights, our main night, Monday night, late Monday night, which we'll be ready to rock and roll with our reaction. And of course, the Daytona 500 reaction will be up next Monday night. So, along with, of course, I'll still talk about the Craftsman Truck Race and the Xfinity Race as well. But yeah, so you're going to get full reaction from the 500. So, definitely, you want to make sure you get hopped on. So make sure you hit that subscribe button every time we post content here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. The checker flag has waved on this edition, the Truck Series Driver Preview / Organization Preview of this podcast. This has been a blast. Once again, appreciate y'all for once again listening to this podcast. Once again, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, saying so long for now for another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. Enjoy what's going to be a super busy week of racing down in Daytona.